Hello, darlings. We're finally waking from our food coma to bring you the next installment from our Games of Chance show. Why not dim those lights and mosey on down to where it's most cozy and comfortable? We're about to take ourselves a little sojourn into the unknown, a trip on the mighty Mississippi in the Inamorata. It was recorded live on Sunday, October 29th, 2017. But first, a word about our sponsor, Fifth and Maiden. Check out the official jeweler of Fireside Mystery Theater at fifthandmaiden.com and on Instagram at fifthandmaiden. FMT listeners who want their order with a bit of shimmer can receive 15% off plus free tax and shipping in the 48 states. We intend on pulling your card with our next thrilling tale. But first, these words from our sponsor.
Allie Silva in A Pain in the Ace.
You've been a most worthy opponent, Secret Agent Silva. But are you sure you wouldn't like to play another hand?
Certainly, my dear Dr. Skullcap. Shuffle the deck, dealer.
Allie.
Shush.
But the stakes just keep getting higher and higher.
I'm getting a tad bored, aren't you? Shall we make this next game a bit more interesting? It's a little something I like to call choker poker. If I win, I will own the entire world supply of Fifth and Maiden bespoke jewelry.
How insanely diabolical!
And then I will be the most fabulous in the whole wide world.
I'll play your game, fiend.
All righty then. The rules are simple. Every time I draw an odd-numbered card, I take away a piece of your Fifth and Maiden handcrafted jewelry. And I tighten this choker that I'm placing around James Reese's neck.
What?
And every time you draw an even-numbered card, you get a piece of Fifth and Maiden jewelry back. And I loosen the choker around his neck.
Is that all right with you, James?
Cool.
Let's do this.
And whoever draws the Queen of Hearts first will possess all of the Fifth and Maiden jewelry known to man.
Winner take all.
Precisely. Shall we?
Draw. Three of clubs, drat.
I'll take those earrings, thank you. And...
Ellie, are you sure?
Draw
you...
again!
Ten of clubs.
Ha! I'll take those earrings back.
Whew, I can breathe again.
Seven of clubs. Next, I shall have your ring.
Over James's dead body. Draw.
Three of diamonds.
My ring!
My life!
There's no turning back now. Your turn to draw again, Agent Silva.
The Queen of Hearts. Ha ha! I win!
But that's impossible!
Yay, we did it! Woohoo! High five, James! James?
Would you mind removing this leather choker from around my neck?
I really can't hear what you're saying with that leather choker tied around your neck.
You're crying out loud.
James Reeser here. Returning from a near-death experience in which I clearly saw the light at the end of the tunnel. To tell you about Fifth and Maiden jewelry. Reclaimed materials, metals, and minerals recrafted by hand and redesigned to empower. Fifth and Maiden offers modern jewelry and housewares that blend clean lines...
With a bit of shimmer.
With a bit of shimmer. Fifth and Maiden, reclaimed, refined, empowered. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.com, or visit their Instagram page, at Fifth and Maiden. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
All right, how about a game of Chinese checkers?
How about you just shut up?
Your good fortune has allowed you to make it this far into the evening, dear audience. But how much longer will the odds remain in your favor? The game is still in progress, but we can't promise that the dice aren't loaded or that someone isn't counting the cards that you're counting on. If you're all in, before you cash in your chips, we'd like to invite you for a leisurely shuffle down the Mississippi River upon a steamboat called the Inamorata.
Just one ticket, please. Round trip.
Well, my stars, Dudley Fargo, what a wonderful surprise.
Clinton Quarry, I must say, chance has brought us together again.
You're also climbing aboard the old Enamorata, I see.
I'm in town for the weekend and thought I'd treat myself to an evening at Madame November's table.
Splendid. Nothing more refreshing than a night out on the big river. There's still a seat left if you'd like to join me for a few hands of poker. I'd be most happy to welcome you as my guest.
Thank you for the invitation, Mr. Quarry. If you're holding court, I'm sure it promises to be an exciting contest. What's that moniker of yours again? The Suitor, is it? They still call you that round these parts, do they?
Well, not those I repeatedly flog at the card table. Oh, I do hope you didn't take that too personally. Oh, a Colt single action. Quite a handsome firearm you have there, Mr. Fargo.
And what's that you're wearing, Mr. Quarry? A Remington, is it?
Most observant, Mr. Fargo.
That matchbox perched on the edge of the pier there at the end of the wharf. Can you see it?
Well, my eyesight's not quite what it used to be, but if I squint and strain a bit...
$10 says I can hit it from here.
Where's the sport in that?
It's plenty sporty.
The matchbox does not interest me. This here makes for a better target.
A poker chip.
My good Mr. Fargo, throw this poker chip as high or as low into the air as you like, and in any direction, and I will blow a hole clean through the center.
All right. $10 says you can't.
Sharpshooting contest with me comes with a minimum wager of 20. Do you still wish to proceed, Mr. Fargo?
You're on.
Oh, my word.
Mama, gunfire.
We can't leave this cursed town soon enough. Come on, Faye.
Oh, what a beautiful boat, Mama. She's glorious.
I don't like the sound of that. Not one bit. We're in enough trouble as it is. Don't need to get mixed up in any more of it, no sir. Let's get ourselves on board and downriver while we still have enough of a head start.
Thank you, Arthur.
Of course, Madam November.
We still have one more box of my cigarillos left, don't we?
Nope. You're down to the last few. That one you like, we have an order all the way from New York.
Well, be sure to order some more, please.
Yes, ma'am. Some cognac would go quite well with that cigarillo, wouldn't it, Madam November?
I do declare, Arthur, you just might be a clairvoyant.
Willing to bet on that, madam?
Thank you. Look at all those empty tables, Arthur.
Well, they won't be empty for long, Madam November.
So many dreams. So many dreamers. Fortunes won and fortunes lost.
Your luck has been quite good, Madam November, eh?
Luck is my business, Arthur. You know, up until the very end, Papa hoped I would sell the Enamorata, this beautiful ship. Become a well-to-do city girl, marry into society or some other lofty thing. On his deathbed, I promised him I would. Maybe I will. Someday.
Well, I hope you don't anytime soon, because it wouldn't be the same here without you, Madam November.
Some playing cards, Arthur. A fresh pack, please.
Here you are, ma'am. Clinton Quarry has reserved table 7 for this evening.
I know. I almost turned down his invitation, it being a busy Saturday night and all. But the urge has proved itself to be too irresistible. It's a rematch I want, Arthur, and it's a rematch I'll get.
Still smarting from the last time, eh?
Miss Connie November.
Mr. Quarry. The casino is still closed for another hour. If you'll be kind enough to please return to your quarters, strict rules.
It's all right, Arthur. What can I do for you, Mr. Quarry?
May I have a moment alone with Madam November, please?
Arthur, thank you. Well, I see. The suitor has returned.
Vanquishing you when last we met has been the great highlight of my career thus far. In your own casino, no less.
Savor the memory while you can. Tonight will be another story, my dear Mr. Quarry.
Well, it's always my ambition to leave my opponents with memories that will last them a lifetime. But I come to you today with a proposition of a different order.
A proposition.
Let's spice up tonight's game. Raise the stakes a little.
Are you sure you want to do that, Mr. Quarry?
If I win tonight, I don't want your money this time.
Unless I'm misunderstanding you, Mr. Quarry, and I hope that I am, you sound positively indecent.
I may be many things, but after all is said and done, I am still a gentleman. No. What I would want in return for my victory this evening is a stake in your enterprise.
You wish to become my business partner. Ha ha.
I fail to find the humor in my proposal.
Proposal? Oh, this reads more like a threat.
Together, you and I could really make the Enamorata truly special. There is so much more that can be done with the place. I know this business inside and out. With my guidance, we could double, perhaps triple, your profit.
Ah, your guidance. Well, what if I win? Perhaps your money will be of no interest to me.
If this is your idea of a flirtation, Madam November, please continue.
If I win, you shall be barred from ever setting foot in this casino for the rest of your living days.
Well, if you accept the terms of my wager, I can accept yours.
There's not many places left in this state that will grant you entry at this point. The Enamorata is one of those few, is it not?
One of the few. No, it's the only one. So, we have a bargain?
Yes. I'll even put it in writing. The casino opens in 1 hour, Mr. Quarry. Thank you, as always, for your patronage.
Come on. Oh, no. Damn. Where the hell is my luck today? Gotta get that streak going. I'm losing my shirt here. And since I lost that sharpshooting bet with Clinton Quarry,
Sir?
Yes, well, what is it, ma'am?
Oh, I do hope this isn't a bad time.
Well, I've had better. What do you want, ma'am? Come out with it now.
I'm Edith Wrightson. This is my daughter, Faye.
Hello, sir.
I'm Dudley Fargo. How do you do? Hey, what's the idea of bringing such a young girl to wander around a casino? It's questionable enough as it is for a grown woman such as yourself.
We've noticed you're having some trouble, Mr. Fargo. We want to help you.
Help me? You want to help me? Please, be on your way. Go on, get yourselves below deck where the women folk belong.
Faye can guess numbers real good. Guesses them right every time. Isn't that so, Faye?
There's a little ghost that lives in my head. She tells me.
Oh, and I don't mind her prattle. She has a talent, let's say.
Please, just leave me alone, you two.
What do you have to lose by trying?
Please, mister, for me, just one try?
If you know how to guess numbers, what on earth do you need me for?
Oh, we're not much good at understanding all these fancy games. We need ourselves a smart man who knows how to play, knowing what we know.
Please, go bother someone else.
Mr. Fargo, look here. This is my last silver dollar. It's all we have left to our names. Place this bet for us, and we'll take on all the risk.
Ma'am, I can't do that.
Please, I'm pleading with you. Just one try.
All right. What do I do? How is this supposed to work?
You just take my hand, and we both close our eyes, and you'll see the number I see.
You can't be serious.
Then you place your bet using that number.
Do you wish to try, mister?
Well, this is just plain crazy. I mean, all right, then. It's your silver dollar.
Hold my hand, sir. Now, I've closed my eyes. Have you closed yours?
You have to close your eyes, sir.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
You saw the number then.
I saw something. What?
Now, put a dollar's worth of chips on that number you just saw.
Sure.
And let the roulette wheel do the rest.
What just happened to me? What did you just...
Shh, let's just watch the ball.
Come on, ball.
Watch now. Praise the Lord.
Yay, you won, mister.
Well, sweet Jesus, perched on a duck's tail feather, whoa, yippee. Woo. Hey, that was incredible. Let's do that again.
Oh, certainly, but under one condition.
What's that?
We're in this as partners going forward. You play the games, Faye provides the numbers.
And what do you want out of this?
What do you think it's worth?
I don't know, 25%?
There are others we could help, you know. We just thought you seemed like a decent gentleman.
30%.
30%?
40%? How does 40% sound?
I think 50-50 is the fairest deal. Nice and even.
All right, but the moment this hocus-pocus stops working, I'm cutting you off. Understood?
Let's shake on it then.
All right, put her there, Mrs.
I think I should call you Daddy. Take my hand, won't you, Daddy?
Daddy?
A wonderful idea, Faye. Hold her hand and take my arm, husband.
That's a mighty pretty hat you have on tonight, Madam November.
Why, thank you, Arthur. It's direct from Paris.
It's very pretty, but those pretty red feathers keep hitting me in the face every time you turn around.
Oh, Arthur, stop distracting me. I'm trying to keep my eye on the floor.
I don't know nothing since I'm just the bartender, but I've been watching those three work the room.
Yes, that fellow with the lady and the young girl. Quite a winning streak they've been on, eh?
They're going to need to let it cool off at this rate. Anything you want me to do about it?
Let them be for now.
Oh, it's 15:15. About time for the big game with Mr. Quarry, eh?
Indeed. Pass me my file, Arthur. Time to sharpen my nails.
This is. I keep forgetting we're on a riverboat, don't you?
Yes, what a spree it's been.
And Mr. Fargo, I mean Daddy, is such a nice man. And he's so funny, too. He's just so smart at these games, ain't he?
Isn't he?
Isn't he? And I've never seen a man dressed so fine and handsome.
Oh, my head's not gonna fit my Stetson at this rate you're going, Miss Faye.
And a gentleman such as yourself makes me feel safe, sir. Today's the first time I've felt safe in quite a
while. Faye, hush now.
Edith, Faye, you two gals are sensational. And such good company as well.
I must say, I gotta tell you, this might be the best time I've had my whole cod-picking life, bar none. But I think we need to ease up a bit.
Why, Mr. Fargo? We're on a very hot streak.
The looks I'm getting from the croupiers, it's starting to make me feel uneasy.
Why, those old meanies, bunch of sore losers.
I'm starting to fear that we're starting to push our luck.
Well, we don't want to do that, I suppose.
Well, maybe just one more game. There's still a seat for me at Clinton Quarry's table. How I would love to thrash him just one time. That son of a... Excuse me. Ladies, gun took me for $80 with that sharpshooting contest earlier today. Faye, that little ghost that lives in your head.
Yes?
I know it can see numbers. Can it see cards, too?
I'm sure that it can if I ask it.
Excellent. Well, that settles it then. Let's finish the eating by finishing that Mr. Clinton quarry. We'll take that tin horn for all he's got and then some. Come along, my good wife and daughter.
Yes, husband.
Yes, Daddy.
Before you all begin the game, thought I'd offer to refresh your glasses. More gin and bicarbonate for you, Mr. Quarry?
Straight gin this time, please.
And I know you always switch to scotch for poker, isn't that right, Madam November?
Straight gin for me as well.
Gin? I thought the game was poker.
I'm sorry, sir. Forgive me. I don't know your name.
This here's the famous Clarence Barrington, better known as Brighton Barry.
Oh, my. The Brighton Barry?
He's come here to avenge the loss of England's former colonies, it appears.
Yes, one sucker at a time.
Oh, you're an Englishman. Well, you Englishmen love your gin, I hear.
If they're drinking gin, old chap, then I'll have some rum.
Gin rummy. Very clever.
Very good. Be right back with your drinks.
I hope my joining you this evening hasn't been an imposition of any kind.
No.
Not at all, Brighton. It's long been my desire to face you at the card table.
Yes, you are welcome, Mr. Barrington. I do hope everything has been to your satisfaction here aboard the Inamorata.
Oh, yes. What a pleasure it is to be here. You know, I've passed many an hour reading about the many adventures of the famous Madame November.
The stuff of tall tales, sir.
Tall as the ceiling of this sensational cathedral of ill repute, I believe.
Brighton.
I've heard some tales about you as well, sir. Oh, I do hope they are mostly fables.
What tales might those be? Are you sure I'm not interrupting something here? Perhaps I should come back later.
Oh, no. This is extremely interesting. Please remain right where you are.
I do just want to be certain. Madame November seems to be harboring some doubts.
On the contrary, I'd like to allow you the benefit of the doubt. Shall we begin, dealer?
Well, hello there, Mr. Quarry. Is that invitation to play with you still? Is that? It can't be. Is that Brighton Barry? You're here?
Howdy.
Dudley Fargo. Howdy. And Madam November and Clinton Quarry. All at the same table. Oh, I have to get in on this. Come on, gals.
Gals?
This here's my good luck charms. My wife, Faye, and my daughter, Edith. I mean, my wife, Edith, and my daughter, Faye.
Hello.
Howdy.
If you don't mind, they sit beside me now.
Forgive me, Mr. Fargo, but I do mind. Women have no place at the card table. A lesson I'm about to teach Madame November here.
Now that is the second time you have insulted Madame November, Brighton.
I don't need your chivalry, Clinton.
You did once upon a time, Connie.
It's the only reason you're still allowed in here.
I go everywhere with my family. My little one here, if she stays on deck too long, she gets seasick, or should I say river sick. Isn't that right, Faye?
Yes, I get mighty sick.
Please leave us be.
They can stay.
Either they go or I will.
I have over $5,000 to play with.
$5,000, you say? Ladies, please, won't you have a seat?
Can we start the game now, dealer?
Oh, Mr. Fargo, I didn't know that you were married. When we met earlier today, I noticed that you purchased one round-trip ticket.
Oh, that's because we were already on board. We arrived ahead of him. Isn't that right, Faye?
We were waiting for Daddy. We were separated for so long, we missed him so.
You had quite a family reunion today then in my casino, I see.
Ooh-wee, did we ever!
How long have you two been married, Mr. Fargo?
Oh, 12 years has it been?
13 in May.
Where are your wedding bands?
Oh, ever since I lost mine, Dudley has taken to not wearing his.
This has become most tiresome. This man Fargo obviously has something questionable at play with these two harlots.
Harlots? What did you just say there, fella?
Oh, I could come up with some better names for them.
Is that so?
I think these two trollops are in league with our good madam here. Makes sense given what I've read about her past.
Mr. Brighton, that is the third and last time you shall insult Madam November.
Easy now, Clinton.
You think you could insult the honor of my beloved wife and daughter? You ain't nothing but a dandified piece of egg-sucking
gutter trash.
Daddy, don't!
I'll blow a hole clean through your heart, Mr. Quarry. You don't know who you're tangling with here.
I'll kill the both of you.
You hear me now? There will be no killing in my casino. There never has been and there never will be. You fools, you will lower those guns and remove yourselves from the premises.
I got him. The famous Bryden Barrett, clean in the heart.
Oh, Clinton! Clinton! Oh, no!
Clinton Quarry. Not so big now, are we?
I'm sorry, Connie. I guess it could never be.
Oh, Clinton! Clinton, my love! I love you, you fool! I always have.
I'm so sorry, Connie. Please forgive me, I'll always.
It was self-defense. I mean, everybody saw, right? Right, Edith?
Oh.
Edith? Oh, my God, Faye! Faye!
Oh, my baby.
It's all right, sweetheart. Oh, my little treasure. Hold on. My dear, hold on.
Oh, Daddy. Take my hand, Daddy. No more running, Daddy. We don't have to run no more. Take care of Daddy, Mommy.
Don't you leave me now, sugar.
Oh, Daddy's here. I'm holding your hand. It's gonna be all right, darling.
I told you. The little ghosts can see him. Just like the numbers. You can see it now, can't you? Can you see it, Daddy? Can you see the card?
Yes, I can see it.
So I'll gamble for love.
And that concludes this week's episode. Clinton Quarry was played by James Reeser. Dudley Fargo was played by Michael Pate. Edith Wrightson was played by Casey LaForest, and her daughter Faye was played by Mary Murphy. Brighton Barry was played by James Kleinman. Arthur the Bartender was played by David Linton. And the part of Connie November was played by me, Ali Silva. The Inamorata was written by Silban Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. The musical performance, The Moonlight Gambler, written by Bob Hilliard and Philip Springer, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Arcoiris Sandoval. Games of Chance was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Arcoiris Sandoval. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. If you like what we're doing, or even if you don't, please take a quick moment to give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We're trying to grow, and your feedback helps us do that. And while you're at it, if you haven't yet, subscribe. You can also see what we really look like when you find us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @FiresideMystery. So you know we have Fireside Mystery Theater swag, right? T-shirts, hoodies, pillows, totes, mugs, notebooks, stickers, all sorts of cool stuff with our logo. Lots of sales going on this holiday season, too. Go to the merch page at FiresideMysteryTheater.com and pick out something fun. Well, it's Black Friday and we have a sale going on, and sales going on all next week. Just saying, if you happen to be into us and discounts and all that. Better catch that holiday spirit this season before it catches you by coming to our annual Holiday Haunts show. Live at the Slipper Room in New York City on Sunday, November 26th at 7 p.m., we'll bring our creepy brand of Yuletide cheer. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Woe betide the fool who draws the Ace of Spades in next week's Nail Biter, The Suicide Club. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your own Ali Silva. We are very thankful for you, dear listeners. A word to the wise: raise the stakes, but don't lower your guard. And, well, you already know to mind the shadows.